Coffee and Cream on Hale Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
White Cloud is there. White Cloud shoots. Blocker save. Florida gets the rebound. Stone a steal. He scores! Kachuk tried to clear the zone. Stone sensed it the whole way. Like a heat-sinking missile. Knife the puck out of the air. Rips it. Upstairs on Bobrovsky.
1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on to the fly ball to right field. Going back now, Smith. Smith's at the wall. Grand slam! Grand slam! Rosario with a huge homer. And the Braves take the lead.
2-2. Jonas swings it to high fly ball to right field. Hooking towards the pole. Hernandez back. He looks. That ball is out of here! Off the pole! Jonah Hunt just barely sneaking it in fair territory. A three-run home run and the Rangers lead 12-0.
Bam, straddling the three-point line. Thought about putting it on the deck. Gives it to Robinson behind the screen. No look at a three. Into the corner. Butler rises, hand in his face. Triple, yes! Jimmy Butler hits the three with 6:50 to go. 7 seconds to shoot. Lowry runs. KCP through a screen. Hits the rolling Adebayo for a two-hand stomp. Adebayo set a tremendous screen and then rolled to the bucket and a chance for three.
Hey, good morning. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, back on a Monday. Happy to have you with us. More construction going on in the parking lot outside. We were forced to park in the back again.
Although they started creeping back there a little bit.
Yeah, there was some
broken concrete. I'm like,
And some freshly paved concrete as well. They made this stretch in front of the business, which we're at Hale Varsity Club. Come check it out any time throughout the week, Monday through Sunday. And it just keeps going. Like, now it's close to Osaka. It's going all the way down the street mall.
Doing the whole deal.
Yeah.
I guess you take a couple steps backwards to move forward eventually with construction.
Is that how life goes, too?
Well, I don't know, man. It's just like, as a business is trying to stay for profit, you want as little
inconvenience
as possible, right? Because we've already seen where – location, location, location. So what about inconvenience, inconvenience, inconvenience? There's a lot going on.
Yeah, good news is they patched up the part closest to us. So selfishly, HVC is looking okay.
Selfish.
Yeah, we can get some people in the place of business for lunch today, probably into dinner. But yeah, it's a long stretch. And that's not a job, like, to be honest. Like,
That's real labor.
Kudos to the people that do that job. That's not a job I want to do.
I've always had early morning jobs. So every time you go to, like, the gas station or wherever, like, I always joke, and I think I've even said this on the show, like, you see people out going to work. Oh, yeah, that's a little musclehead. that do, like, real.
You should have seen him on Friday. He was wearing, like, a compression shirt. I'm like, oh, DB would have had a heyday with
this fresh
guy.
And painted on? How was our guy Herbal Essence? How did he cut his teeth?
Herbal Essences, actually, as I was corrected. He was great.
What, was that multiple shampoos? Or?
Yeah, he's like,
I bought that once. I think it was Botanical something or another. Was
Bath
the
and Body
scent.
Works?
No,
oh.
Regular store. Oh. I haven't been in Bath and Body Works since, I don't know,
in some 11 time
or 12
now.
Maybe.
Tim Days? Minutes?
Tim hasn't sent me anything. Well, good morning. She's having a party back there with the super loud music. I forgot we're on camera.
Yep.
Whoopsie.
That was just a minor slip.
Yeah, so we didn't get out until, I think we were, it wasn't terrible, probably on the way home from the hospital by 10:40 maybe.
Okay.
But
so
he
missed
first,
the majority of the show. He caught the beginning.
He was first up at 6:30.
That's awesome.
So, like, I mean.
Get in, get out on a Friday.
We had to check in on, and yeah.
I couldn't remember what you were doing. And, like, at first I assumed that it was football related because I'm like, oh, I know. Like, he'll be doing some camps.
That's
summer.
July. Yeah, that's
so
July.
I knew that was coming up. But then I'm like, I don't think I'm right. And he told me. And so I didn't want to sound like I don't listen, because sometimes I don't listen.
Yeah.
and it's a real problem of mine.
It's okay, I'll admit it. I get that at home all the time.
He's sitting over here sometimes after the show talking to me, and I go, what? And you're like, yeah, I'll see myself out.
Yeah, so I missed the bulk of it.
Mm-hmm. And then I realized exactly what you were doing whenever I saw the photo. So I'm happy he's doing well.
Oh, he's good. He'll be back.
And you had a good weekend, too. Zoe turned six? Five?
Five.
Five? Yeah. I saw she put her own candles on the cake.
Yeah, she's wild.
Did she light the candles herself, too?
No. No. But like, it's like, I don't know, something about her. We impromptu went to my mom's to eat, and just small, like super quaint. You know, boys were, and my were at their respective other residences, and stopped at a place we thought would be okay. It's my mom likes this place a lot. And 4:45, pick up quick, right? Trying to get in. Didn't get out of there until like 5:10. 8, quick. Came back home probably, I don't know, 7:15, 7:20. Did not feel so good. Did not feel so good the rest of the night. Won't ever be going back to the said place. Ever, 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 ever again. And I met a cool guy in there too. He was waiting. But he was asleep when I got in there, so I knew he'd either been there a while or maybe it could have been a condition. Turns out it maybe was a little bit of a condition, you know, because he was asking me about Nebraska, and then mm-hmm. he was asking me about the heat. And he says, so what's going to happen tonight? And I could tell audibly, like, maybe, like, I don't want to speculate because – but I kind of did in my head, just not human nature. I was like, oh, you know, maybe recovering from a stroke, something like that, or like the audible skills, mm-hmm. kind of the range of motion, because I was going to help him bring his stuff to his truck. But once he pulled the door open, he was fine. You know, just the wall, you know, kind of his gait and stuff. But anyway, we were talking about the heat. And I always joke with Shane about being on delay. So this was probably... I was supposed to pick it up at 4:45 from my mom. And it's only a couple minutes from her house. And so I got there about 4:40, 4:38-ish. That was when the first conversation ensued, because he was sleeping in the waiting area when I was going mm-hmm. up to the counter. So maybe I startled him, maybe I didn't, but they had some TVs around. So we made small talk. So basically I talked about Miami at 4:40-ish, 4:40, it's before 4:45.
Right.
So I went out and sat in my truck a couple of times while waiting. So about 5:10, I came back in, and he was still there too. And he didn't agree with me the first time on Miami, because I was like, gosh, I said, just a weird feeling. I like Jimmy Butler's press conference. I was like, I'm a big press conference guy. He may not have cared. Who cares what I was saying? And long story longer, like at the 30-minute mark when he got ready to leave, he completely changed his mind. And we didn't bring it up again. He's like, man, I'm with you on the Heat tonight. I think they'll get them in Denver. Denver's not ready for that type of pressure to have to win two at home. Go Heat. You talk about being on delay. I'm telling you,
you're like
20 some.
You're looking at your watch like, are we
20 some odd minutes had elapsed?
Is it 4:42 or 5:12?
I'm like walking back and forth up the stairs. It's just, you know, I'm just killing time, right? Mm-hmm. It's like,
and you're doing you by yourself.
Yeah, totally. And he's like, hey, do you want to drink while you're waiting? You know, we're so sorry. And they had, like, these buckets on display with a variety of beverages. And I said, well, I'll take one of those. He's like, oh, we can't give those away. And I was like, I don't want it then. I get water out of my...
I go, did you not ask me if I was thirsty?
Yeah, it was very specific. They couldn't give you... And I get it. I don't think businesses can be in the habit of giving away a free cocktail. Yeah. And I didn't really want it anyway.
So cocktail. So what if they just, like, made you choose water,
yeah.
right? Like, at the end of the day, they just wanted to give you water, but they let you decide, oh, we can't give you that. All right, I'll just take a Diet Pepsi.
And
it had been that either.
It had been a while, and I wanted the ice. I wanted some ice for my Yeti. So when I went over there, have you ever – I'm sure you have. I haven't because I don't do any fountain drinks. They have touchless sensors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you should have seen me trying to use that thing.
You're, like, looking underneath
No,
it.
Listen. Am I in far enough? Am I in the beams? If anybody would have been there, they'd have been like, this dude is not very smart.
Then the
smart.
Guy that you convinced on the Miami Heat, he's like nuggets in
Well, he never got up until he got ready to leave. And then another much older lady came in and sat down. And you could tell she was a turner and burner because, I mean, you know when people smoke and they come in, it's just like, it's just different. And it's a kind of a little quaint place, so.
It takes up the room.
Yeah, you know, my sense of smell. I
have
like,
to apologize to my nose hairs.
Yeah. So after I finally went to sleep at like 2 in the morning, I was still mad.
Watching college baseball, probably.
Yeah, a little. You know, so the Southern Miss got out of hand. I mean, Oral Roberts and Dallas Baptist was good because.
And that expectation.
Because in my library, for how I have it sorted, it was 4-5 channels worth of all college baseball in a row. It's a lot of surprises. And if you weren't paying attention, you wondered how scores flip so quick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, an inning gets away from college players in a hurry.
Well, it was an absolute home run derby. There were 33 games yesterday. How many home runs were there?
Oh, 70.
97.
Yeah, 97
big flies yesterday.
Yeah.
I know, there's 33 games, right? So it's a large size. If you can do math, though, DB, that's about 3 home runs a game.
It's a ton. I know you were disappointed to see East Carolina get beat.
Yeah, a little bit. I was okay with it, though.
I just wanted to see the antics because there's something else. How about the ejections? You get booted. You get booted. Yeah, you get booted. I was like, is this a sportsman
show?
But the thing I think it cost Clemson the most. I mean, because their center fielder, Colazo, he's a stud.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just want to know what he said. What did you say for one?
Yeah.
And two, like this is the 12th or 13th inning at this time. They're just jawing back and forth with each other. Whether or not he called them out with a your mama joke or whatever it was.
Pretty. So, you know the funny thing about that? Like there was the meeting of the minds before the ejection.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it normally happens.
So it wasn't like he said something that was so egregious, you hammered him at once. You talked about it and then gave him the gate. And I said, ooh, that one's going to leave a mark. But there were a lot of people in that Terre Haute region that liked Oral Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold.
Stillwater was weird to begin with.
It wasn't.
Because no one was sold on Oklahoma State going in. Nobody.
I said Terre Haute because I was thinking Iowa and
Indiana State.
Indiana State. Yeah. Which was funny because speaking of the home runs, you see the train track right out front or the car at the four-way park.
Or the cemetery in center.
Yeah, and the outfield. I was like, that is total small town. But anything down – third base line, neighborhood street was like right there. I was like, oh, this is small.
Yeah, the bats were alive though. Four games yesterday didn't feature a home run. 6 grand slams yesterday.
Yeah.
6 and 2 by the same guy, back to back innings.
Who walked it off? No, that was the White Sox. I was thinking the White Sox.
Yeah, Jake Berger.
Yeah.
Which cool moment for Liam Hendricks on National Cancer Survivor Day.
And you know what? How about listen, just the crowd. It's like, I'd take a moment to soak all that in. But it was a slugfest yesterday. And it wasn't just limited to college either. I saw a crazy – I think this is ESPN Stats and Info.
You know, here's a little tidbit for you.
What's that?
I get a lot of my trivia questions on Friday from ESPN Stats and Info.
Do you really?
Just letting you know.
Yeah, but I'm already here.
That is true. But if you were like on Thursday, you're like, I'm going to just check out what happened this week on ESPN Stats and Info. You probably could cheat.
So the Rangers have had 16 games of 10-plus runs. 16.
And how many have we played? 50 now?
Which is the fastest, which is the most through 60 games in Major League Baseball history. You talk about, and they scored 12 yesterday. You talk about playing softball.
New Major League Baseball.
Exactly, T.O. Yeah, 16 games of 10 or more runs. Unbelievable.
And with that lineup, too. Like, they don't have, like,
the tremendous Remember offense. Last year, a lot of those guys couldn't really get it going.
Mm-hmm.
And they were top-heavy at the top of the order. But
they were.
And the other ridiculous stat, just the way you drew it up, right? Marcus Stroman tied for Major League Baseball lead in quality starts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have that.
He has 11 quality starts.
This is a guy that was when you could get him
looks like
in the
trade
market.
Guy that played Jack Reacher.
Little bit. When you could get him at in the trade market, it was like, okay, like he's going to be a difference maker for your team. Instantly became like a three starter for you. Maybe a four.
Yeah.
And now he's back to Marcus Stroman ways, or at least the Toronto Blue Jay of old. Good for him. Now
I like to see little guys just pump like that.
Well, I'm back to the Rangers game for one sec. You know what absolutely drove me crazy about that game?
What?
What do you think it was? And I am such a nitpicker. Like I will just like
I call it principle.
One little thing.
Something to do with the jerseys?
No. But it was the camera angle that they were showing us throughout the game.
Well, I'm like that too. I don't like that overhead thing that
it
gets
was
on the
zoomed
little string.
Out.
That gets on the string. It's like the aerial view. I can't stand that.
I'm like squinting to try to see if the ball is even close to the strike zone. I'm like I'm trying to spam my PS4 controller thinking that I like change the view on the show. Like, you know, you're just pressing every button to try to get it to change back. I'm like, hey, TD, technical director, push it one more time.
I need a little help.
Hit the button on the right.
Shane, I need a little help out here. By the way, did you see little SES's haircut?
I did. I commented on it right when I walked in.
Good job, little haircut.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were busy out there.
I was listening to stories.
Avoiding concrete.
You know, parking lot stories, house stories.
Oh, gosh. Bats were alive on the baseball field, not in my house.
Yeah, I just don't understand that.
Dude, it was bad.
I want to know where that
– It was bad. It was bad.
How about me guessing when you said, hey, guess what's in the trash bag? And I said, I don't know, something dead?
And you would have guessed probably dog doo-doo.
Yeah, because it was outside.
It was outside.
I think I got some audio of Andrew.
What did
uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear Ashley yelling from the house, Andrew! Kind of an emergency. I'm like, what is kind of an emergency?
Kind of a dead bat in your living room.
Right.
So wait a minute. In. You must have taken Molly with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she walked in first with Ashley, and she immediately grabbed the collar. I'm like, geez, motherly instinct to, like, hold back. Because Molly would have went ate that bat. Would have ate the dead bat. Just
Molly.
And I probably should have just let her do it, because then I wouldn't have had to deal with it. But I didn't know if it was dead.
What'd you clean the floor with?
Dude, Swiffer, vacuum, Swiffer. That's how it went. So I go, we walk in, and she's standing by the mudroom door, like the door to the garage.
Yeah.
And I walk in through the other side of
the house.
Do you
know I've never heard that called a mudroom until the last year?
Was it because of me, or was it somebody else?
No, it was somebody else. And we're driving along the interstate, and there is a raggedy farm. I'm like, golly, I wonder how they enter the house. And all of a sudden, the phrase was uttered probably through the mudroom, DB. I'm like, what is a mudroom?
Are you kidding me?
But I'm dead.
It's just the entrance, right? The entrance into the house.
I'm dead serious. That's where I heard it.
That's pretty funny. And maybe that's where it was. Maybe that's where the term was established, on a farm. I guess that would make sense.
Right? I'm pretty sure.
So I went up into the kitchen. I grabbed a salad bowl. And I am like ninja-like on my counters, trying to navigate to the bat. Don't know if it's alive or dead, and I sound like Rachel Green as I'm trying to like put it on there. I have definitely a girlish screech coming out.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I put it on there. I'm like, oh! Like, you know, you set it down, and then you're like shaking the bowl a little bit to see if the bat's alive and it wasn't moving. And then I go, how am I going to get this thing outside? And I called my dad. I'm like, how would you do this, Dad?
Yeah, well, what would Barry do?
He goes, well, do you have an empty cereal box? And I go, yeah. He goes, flatten it out, slide it underneath there, make like a little sandwich. You don't have to turn the bowl over, and then just take it outside. And I did, and I practically threw everything outside and, like, ran back in screaming, closed the door, and nothing moved. And then I had to go get – I looked like I was, like, in the hazmat suit. Like, you put the big rubber gloves on, get a bag, clean it up. But, yeah, came home to a dead bat yesterday.
Right there!
And now I don't know if there's more bats in my house. That's the biggest worry.
Yeah, I don't know enough about them to know if there's one. Are there multiple?
Well, I'm going to have to call Animal Control today just to say, like, hey – so what should I do next?
So what is it, Humane Society?
I don't know if it's Humane Society. I'm just going to call and be like, should you guys come out and check? Should I call an exterminator to come out and check?
But I don't know what an exterminator would. No, it wouldn't be an exterminator.
Yeah, I don't know what
I would say Humane Society.
Insane.
You might need the CDC or somebody with some infectious disease
control. I know. You know what? I may start Corona round two with this bat.
Did you say Corona?
Uh-huh.
You probably wanted to drink a few.
After that, maybe four.
Yeah, I'd have been weirded out, too.
It just wasn't for – and I was walking in. We got the Chinese up the road from us.
Wait, up the road.
Not the one you told me, the other one.
My
road?
You went to Hunan Garden?
Uh-huh. I went there. Yeah. Yeah. But it was convenient because no one was in their drive-thru, and so we could just go right up. Order.
Although that lady is ridiculously nice.
Both of them are. The lady and the dude.
Yeah, except one time he looked at me sideways when I asked for another mustard.
Well, Ashley wanted to order miso soup, and they're like, that's a Japanese thing. That's what she said over the intercom.
Really?
Verbatim. And I go, yeah, it's wonton soup. You want the wonton soup?
So what is egg drop?
Same thing. It's like a Korean Chinese.
Okay. But she was specific about the miso.
Well, because she wanted to get miso, and I'm like, okay. Well,
miso, is that the one with the little sliced mushrooms in it?
Not sure, because I don't ever eat that type of soup. That's not for me.
I don't buy soup out, so.
But it was egg drop, wonton, and something else there, and that's it. And she's like, yeah, miso, that's a Japanese thing.
Was that a delivery?
Yeah, and I go, oh my gosh, they're gonna like spit in our food.
Take that. Know where you're at next time.
It's
well,
a
I
good
remember
question.
When I yeah, exactly, Eric. When I went to Maru, I said, hey, do you have any fried rice? Because I was trying to keep it basic for, I can't remember which knucklehead, one of them. And she goes, no, we don't
probably
have that.
Caleb, because he and I relate on the same.
And she's like, and she's really cool.
Spectrum.
She's like, younger lady. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, we don't have that here. That's a different restaurant. And I caught myself, right? Like, I wasn't about to say, why do you not have fried rice? But I kept
you decided to hold it
so
in?
So I did the quick skim of the menu, and I can't remember what
like,
it was.
Oh, I meant the other thing.
And it's the one right next door, coincidentally.
And you said that one's better.
Without question. But it's a different type of – you're not going there to get, like, basic Chinese food. It's like Korean barbecue and sushi. It's a totally different –
and she likes sushi, so we can go check that place out.
Listen. Legit.
And I'm not a sushi guy.
Everybody says that until you get the right one.
Until you find your place.
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm serious.
Eric Spoltra got asked a Eric question the other day.
Attic.
We'll talk.
Well, how do you win so much?
NBA Finals when we come.